Thatcher. She thought of many things in her time, but the greatest of all those was a thing they called the Dole Queue. First there was Howe with his stupid fucking policies, and last and then every other time was Margaret Thatcher. Her plan was that in 5 years she would totally fuck up the British economy and leave 6 million unemployed.
Swear on the flash, wait till I find what's going on. Here I run. It seems like a man. treason.
We'll be right back.
to control. Let us keep the power, stop us growing old. Voting for protection, protection of our land. But it's just a scheme of power for their evil plan. Power schemes, there's all that's going out. Power schemes, they'll keep them in control. We'll be right back.
ways and wrong designs. It's growing out, it's closing out. It's fixed and distinct, just one of you bring the light of snow's colourful with faith. Staking all on others and waiting for the change. There are many ways of living and somebody can fade. Gas and drains, skin and any ice. Down a tube to an empty platform, seeing all the ground and none of it. Blinding evils, people dream of the whore. Raving mobs escape from TV. Chasing to the screen, we decline self-slaughter homes. Gloating over favours, praying for privilege. This is the scene, this is the market. Where is the people that starts to be old?
Standard Time, Britain's Premier, Margaret Thatcher, called an emergency summit meeting with the Foreign Secretary, Lord Carrington, in the Royal Room of 10 Downing Street. A 5 o'clock deadline had been set to find a solution to the increasingly tense situation in the Falklands. Mrs. Thatcher was said to be moist with anticipation as Lord Carrington entered the door, nervously holding the knob. The eyes of the nation were on Mrs. Thatcher as she confidently slipped her hand into her brief. She knew that the little red button, now at her fingertips, could unleash an orgy of physical combat. As she commanded Lord Carrington to make an entry, she knew that she would soon feel the weight of power on her shoulders. she had always covered up in the past, but the imminent possibility of close combat obliged her to reveal all. After running through the usual preliminaries, Lord Carrington felt abreast of the situation, and Mrs. Thatcher was delighted to show him the little red button and demonstrate its uses, most notably its connection to the hotline receiver. To enable him to get on top of the job, Lord Carrington was ordered to get seriously stuck in, and at all costs, because of the gravity of the situation, to avoid simply running through the motions. Nervously, he touched the little red button, but as Mrs. Thatcher excitedly pushed it towards him, his finger slipped, and he missed the mark, leaving the Premier feeling well browned off. However, not to be frustrated by the weakness of others, Mrs. Thatcher determined to finish the job herself, and, having dismissed the unfortunate lord, grabbed the hotline telephone and put the receiver to its devilish work. Within seconds, the hotline was a frenzy of activity. After years of anticipation, Mrs. Thatcher's forces were heading towards a climax, sliding apprehensively towards endless oceans, an unstoppable power breaking through the briar. This was her finest moment, and at its peak, she cried, "England expects every man to do his best. I know nothing at stake. We are going to win."
Back up to the Falklands for your sea-faced fun. Big men still are dreaming, what future to come? World's on the brink of famous, my country should have seen us. That finger head was already bent, back in Ryan's penis. Bringing in the rigging, another imperialist farm. Now we're shaking sheep, they part in a kind of half. Take a pick and a brick, with a shit on his dick. They're sticking in the royal, sticking in the royal, sticking in the royal. And I'm back!
Yeah. The native is restless tonight, sir. Cooped up on estates with no hope in sight. They need some kind of distraction.
Well, we can give them that.
Cause they die if they only had something to die for. They kill if they only had something to kill for. They cheer if they only had something to cheer for. Yeah, we can give them that. So it's off to war we go.
Trying to travel the north and go world, destroy all the nation, I found the culture. All of the whether you whine or grind. So whether you whine or grind, better shake it up right. Shake it up right on time. Well, the first thing she asks is, you have your brush? If you have your brush, you can avoid the rush. From whether you whine or grind, I say whether you whine or grind, can you shake it up right on time? I say shake it up right. Shake it up right on time. I say shake it up right on time.
Boy, for what you man, man. Because the sun a lead the way, the sun a lead the way. Because you overstand us, I will tell you from the top. About the uptown sound, the ranking sound. You got to come around. I walk. I see you rub it uptown and you rub it downtown. Your body sound a lead the way. Lord, I see you rub it all around.
Thatcher's work is still clearly to be seen on both sides of the Irish Sea. The greed and avarice that prevailed in the British economy during her reign is still to be seen in the monstrous Celtic tiger running riot around this island. The cities are marked by a sky lined with cranes, while out in rural parts, many are demented by the grant culture. It's like as if the illness that was rampant in the city of London has travelled like rabies in all directions. More, more, more for me, and fuck the sick and needy. When I saw her recently take tea with Pinochet and laud him for his support during the Falklands War, I thought that perhaps the poor lady might be totally fucking mad. But that would be to trivialise her absolute danger to us all. I sense her spirit in Garavahy Road, Brick Lane, Soho, Hungerford, Harrods, and anywhere where greed is seen to be good or violence the answer. A Margaret Thatcher. She placed her hand upon the lieutenant's shoulder, honoured him for his attack upon Goose Green, whispered in the ear of the ship's captain who scuppered the Belgrano and 1,000 men from Argentine. The beast that she let loose upon the Falklands stalks from Stamford Bridge to bark around Brick Lane. Kill all Argies was her war cry in the 80s, and it will come back to haunt us all again. Horahan held the key that locked the prison where Carol Richardson lay innocent of crime. Teenage woman fitted up and pronounced guilty. Lady Thatcher simply let her do her time. Loved, revered and toasted by her cronies as they swilled the spoils of her regime. Suave, sophisticated, guiltless criminals at her beck and call time and time again. Her handiwork wreaked havoc on the Mersey, brought hunger on Teesside and on the Tyne. There was 10% employment in the Bogside and 5% in Ballymurphy and Ardoyne. And from these wastelands she created young men coaxed into regiments to train, to maim, to kill, to live out her murderous fantasies and carry out her orders on Goose Green.